This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
And Learning University is on the air. We got another 25 minutes.
Of fun and learning.
And Ed, from time to time, I ask you to give our mission statement and what we're trying to accomplish here. And you so well articulate it, and I'd like you to do it again.
Absolutely. We want to make our students smarter.
There you go.
Betterer.
Yeah.
And awesomer. And we do it one question at a time.
That's what we do. And
we'll do it to the day we die, Tim.
Huh?
Striving to make our world better,
every
smarter,
day we get,
and
every
awesomer.
Day we get up.
Right.
I know the three of us, and we—that's our. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Where we want to take this thing.
What more could a person do with their lives than spread trivia?
110%. 110%.
We want to increase your learning.
Reach for the stars.
You can do it.
You can reach for the stars.
You ain't gonna get them. 110%.
You ain't gonna get them, but you can reach for them if you want to. But that never hurt, I don't think.
You'll fail, but you can reach for them.
You can reach for them if you want to. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions. Get back to the phones.
All right.
I said back to the phones.
Back to the phones.
Repeat our questions.
Here's what I got left. I got two questions left. What city in New Jersey was made famous as the hometown of Frank Sinatra?
New Jersey,
I tell you. All right, and then my last question, what does the acronym NASA stand for? What does the acronym
NASA
stand
for? Here's what I've got. What flowers are known as mums? What flowers are known as mums? Mums, that's just the nickname.
Why is this question lasting so long?
I don't know.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to
second,
that.
You don't?
I don't.
Second question, how many calories must you burn to lose 1 pound? I thought our fitness people would weigh in on that pretty quickly.
They're all depressed.
And then you pool players. What color is the three ball in billiards? What color is the three ball in pool?
You don't want to be behind it either.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No,
right.
You don't want to get behind the three ball.
Get behind the three ball, you're in trouble. All right, here are my three questions. Or two, maybe. Number one, pardon me for stumbling here. Who did Paul send unto the Corinthians? This is a Bible question that has been gone unanswered for an hour now. Who did Paul send unto the Corinthians? And a new question. No, it's not. I've asked it before, but it's not been answered. Which of the disciples, another Bible question, was a tax collector? It was one of the, many of them were fishermen, and I think he had a
I'm like sure he was loved.
Fisherman,
being a tax collector.
You had a truck driver, and then you had a you had a tax collector.
You had that one that worked for Avis Rent-A-Camel. Mm-hmm. They're scattered out there.
Different walks of life.
All kinds of different occupations.
Rent-A-Camel.
Yeah. All right.
I like it. All right, JJ, where do we go next?
Let's go to Oklahoma. Joy is on the line. Hello, Joy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are blessed. Joy, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to answer.
Which one you want to answer?
I had the question about the number of calories it takes to equal a pound of fat.
We still have it.
Whose question is that?
That's my question. How many calories must you burn to lose 1 pound, Joy?
3,500.
How many calories do you have to have to gain a pound?
You think about that before you eat that candy bar.
So you have to reduce by about 500 calories a day to burn off a pound a week.
3,500.
That's
doable.
Easier way to look at it. Yeah.
And let me say this, Joy, if you want to find out how quickly, in terms of just 500 calories a day, I was standing in line at Walmart, this is a couple years ago, picked up a bag of peanut M&Ms, and normally I'd pick up, I can eat two of these. Two of them, 500 calories.
Wow.
Peanut M&Ms.
No.
Yes. That's exactly right. That's what I thought. I said, that can't be right. So, folks, you want to just cut 500 calories out of your diet per day? Don't eat a sugared soft drink. Don't eat a bag of candy. That you yeah, know, and it's right. easy to do, is what I'm saying. Get it out of your life.
My wife, Melanie, true story, Joy, I shared this on the morning radio music show. She has been really getting in shape. She's lost about 20 pounds. She's getting fit. But she started getting this salad every day, and she was eating this salad. It's pretty good-sized salad, but it was real inexpensive, and she was really enjoying it. So she got to looking at it, and one of the reasons she enjoyed it, it said it only had this many calories. She said, man, I'm killing it. Well, then she looked at the fine print, and it said it only had this many calories per serving, and it said this was a serving for four. And she had been eating that every day for lunch for weeks and weeks.
And it probably didn't even include the salad dressing.
But she had a good laugh when she looked at the fine print.
Serving for four.
Hey, Joy.
Watch that labeling.
You're not kidding. Hey, Joy, you said you wanted to answer one, but do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I have a question for you all. What food type has been shown to cause an increased risk correlated with heart disease and certain cancers?
Food type.
Food type?
This is a food type, a category, you could say, if you want to just put a bulk name on it.
You mean like fatty foods?
Fried foods?
Something like that? Or
originating, is it originating from a certain place.
You mean like
type.
Seattle?
I'd say originated from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Not a geographic.
No, I know.
Food product that we eat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure.
So, which foods going for here. cause increase your risk for cancer,
heart disease, and cancer?
If you were to delete this category of food out of your diet, you would have a lower risk of heart disease.
I'm going to say pork, just thinking about how wise they are in Israel and being kosher. I'm going to just guess and say pork. You get that out of your diet, you'll be in
better shape.
What
you're going for, that kind of answer, or something like fried?
That is, and I was actually going to slap a broader name on it, which is animal products, because there's so many beef, pork. Even
so you're saying don't eat any of that?
Dairy, yeah. If you could cut animal products out of your diet, because that's where all cholesterol, all saturated fat originates from, animal products, and that's what lines our arteries and vessels with fat, causing atherosclerotic plaques that cause heart disease and heart disease, arteries and so forth.
I guess that's why there's so many vegans out there.
So you're telling me a bacon burger with cheese on it is 0-for-3. Is that what you're telling me right there?
Only if you're trying to shorten your life.
Okay.
Okay, hey, Joy.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Joy.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you. All right.
So
I'm sure she's done her homework on that and everything, but I just is she talking a vegan diet? Is that what she's talking about?
I think so. Vegetarian. A lot of folks out there.
I don't necessarily agree. I don't think a particular food is dangerous. It's the amount that you consume of it. I don't think there's anything wrong.
So
with
if you
eating.
Were me on the bacon burger with cheese, you skip the cheese?
No, I just say if you can eat a bacon burger with cheese, you do it once a month or something like that. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with
that. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
If loving bacon is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I'm going to go with what my good friend and coworker Rusty Benson says. He says, okay, so you're telling me if I change my lifestyle to conform with what you just said, I can live an extra 2 years in the nursing home? Is that what you're saying?
I saw one liner today that said, I drive way too fast to worry about cholesterol.
Well, we don't want to make fun of Joy. I don't want everyone.
She's obviously well read.
Yes.
And she knows a lot about the effects that some foods have on your body. But you do your own homework.
Yes.
Hey, our
and listen to your doctor.
Our family is tilting in that direction. We're all trying to eat better.
Like vegetarian type?
No, not vegetarian, but as far as eating more fruit, more nuts, and just trying to stay
instead
away
of being fruits and nuts.
Right. It's trying to stay away from the fast foods, but we're trying to eat a lot more healthy.
Well, I tell you, fast foods today don't harm you, really, because why are y'all laughing at me? Because
I know something funny's coming.
Especially if you're going to do a drive through. I mentioned this before, you're only going to get what you order 50-50. So there you go.
You might wind up with a salad.
So that's what I'm saying. Order a bacon cheeseburger, you get a salad in your bag. You're 2 minutes, 3 minutes down the road, you're not turning around.
And I don't want Joy to think I'm being harsh towards her. Right. I just want our listeners to understand we are not advocating vegan. You talk to your doctor, you do your own research, and you make the decision that's best for you and your family. Because the Bible says you can eat meat.
Yeah.
I'm going.
It's not it's a personal preference thing.
Yeah.
For how long you want to be in the nursing home. but the thing is, I'm just kidding. The thing is, what is the thing? I'm trying to think what point I was going to make.
Things of that nature.
Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go back. We're going to Texas. A lot of vegans in Texas. John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, here's the deal. I'm hoping you fellas can learn me up because I never had the chance to go to university. Is that true?
That's a pretty good. That's a pretty good Earl, which is a pretty good JJ.
That's right good. There. That's good.
Did we name him? Did
we name him Earl?
I think that's a good name.
Earl sounds like a fitting name. For
hey, you nailed it, John.
He's a codger with an attitude.
Ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
I feel confident about answering what NASA stands for, being from Houston.
All right. So, John, or Earl, what does the acronym NASA stand for?
NASA stands for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Yeah, boy.
All right.
Yeah,
boy. Are they still in Houston?
There is a space center down here in Houston. Yes, it sure is.
When our people go out on the space shuttle, do they talk to Houston?
Houston, we've got a problem.
They still do.
Like the Apollos did?
That's good.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you had, you know. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I got a question for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Fire away.
What was Robert Duvall's first movie, and for extra credit, since we're at the university, what was his character?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, John.
Okay.
Now, Robert Duvall, of course, a great actor. Now, he was in The Godfather, right?
Yeah, what he's talking about goes way before
that. This precedes that.
All right, John, I actually watched this movie probably 25 years ago. I'm not sure I can pull out the name of the show or his character, but I know he talked like this. He had his wife was Sarah, and when Sarah died, his in-laws came to take his boy to raise him.
You're slipping into your southern.
No, I'm sorry. sorry. And it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen, black and white thing, and I just can't recall it.
One of the worst movies in what regard?
It was just awful. It was the most boring movie I've ever seen. And I think he was in this one before he was in To Kill a Mockingbird, which may be what John is thinking. All right, John, help me out.
It was exactly To Kill a Mockingbird.
That was his first movie?
That was his first movie, and he played the character of
Boo Radley, right.
But now, what about, you think it might be onto something that one
it
that
is
he
some,
saw?
Some little independent film. I'm going to look it up because it was, I want everyone to avoid it. it was just terrible.
While you're looking it up, I'm going to tell a story, and this is embarrassing. I shouldn't tell this on myself. My wife and I rented a movie one night. We were newly married. Well, we noticed three or four of the big actors, but we hadn't heard of the movie, and the description of the movie didn't seem like much, but we thought, well, everything else was taken, so we got that. We went home, It started slow. It stayed slow. It was boring. It had zero plot. And I figure I'm a little bit above average guy. I was trying to stay with it, and I thought, this has no rhyme or reason. This is the most horrible. So we were three-fourths of the way through. I said, we're watching it to the very end. There's going to be a hook. They're going to come around and tie all this together with a nice bow. They never did. It went from bad to completely horrible. So after it was over, I said, the only way to redeem this, I said, this is 2 hours of our life we'll never get back. So I called my best friend in Kentucky. I said, you and your wife need to rent this movie. And I said, but I said, don't give up on it. I said, do not.
That's cruel.
You're gonna want to bail halfway, three-fourths. Don't.
Oh, that's cruel.
If you'll watch it to the end, you will be rewarded. And he called and just said, man, I don't know. I'm missing something. You know, here they watched the whole thing, and he kept saying, no, we can't turn it off. JJ
promised. My favorite
promised.
Robert Duvall movie is Tender Mercies. You remember that one?
I do. That was sad. I didn't even. Hey, yeah. I got to get.
What'd you find
that.
Out about
It is John. I mean, To Kill a Mockingbird is exactly what all the sources say was his first. I will have to look this up.
You might have dreamed that.
I remember the couple we sat and watched it with. It was just, and I'm pretty sure it was Robert Duvall, but I could that part I might be mistaken on.
Yeah.
But Boo Radley was. And that's what all the sources say. So,
good.
John, you're exactly right.
Thanks,
I'll
John.
I'll have to do some more homework
Thank
on that
God.
Other.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Should we keep going?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We go to Mississippi, and Starkey is on the line. Starkey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay.
Did I get your name right, Starkey?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Starkey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
How about the one about the flower?
The one about the what?
The flower. Here's the question, Starkey. What flowers are known as mums?
Chrysanthemum.
Oh,
okay. That makes sense.
See, hence the mums.
Mums. All right.
Chrysanthemums.
Okay. Much easier to say.
They're sort of like, they're kind of thick like tulips, aren't they? Mums?
I'm not real sure. I know they're a real popular flower.
Well, I was wrong about Robert Duvall, so.
You know Robert Duvall was in Bullet with Steve McQueen?
That was listed when I was going through his filmography.
Huh. Okay, but we got a mum. Chrysanthemum.
Yeah, very, very popular flower. Now, I think Mother's Day, is that when they're? I don't know. I don't want to.
They were my mom's favorite flower.
My wife loves those.
It was my mom's favorite flower.
Hey, Starkey, what's do you have a question for us?
Yes.
What's your question?
What was the name of the angel who spoke with Samson's parents before his birth?
There's a Ralph in there somewhere.
Ralph.
Somewhere. But I don't know if it's that one.
I think you're talking about Raphael, the archangel, and that's Mormon doctrine.
Oh, that's my confusion. My bad.
Well, I thought that only two angels were named. It was Gabriel and Michael. I didn't think there was an angel named in terms
as
of... As far as Samson. You guys remember?
What did the angel do there in that story?
Well, he told them that they're going to have a son and he'd be a deliverer. And not to cut his hair or something, I think.
So which one you want to go with?
I don't think he was named, but I'd go with Gabriel.
Well, let's say Gabriel, Starkey.
No, sir, that's not correct.
Which angel? What was the name?
The answer is found in Judges chapter 13, verse 18. His name was a secret.
Oh, that was the name, a secret?
His name was a secret.
Yeah, he wasn't named.
Oh, okay.
He was unnamed.
Unnamed angel.
Yeah.
Angel in disguise.
All right. Thanks, Starkey. Have a great weekend.
An unnamed angel.
Well, there was lots of them. Lots of times they'd show up and they wouldn't give their name.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, What's the point?
Sometimes they give a business card. But
the point in having a secret is it's revealed sometime, right? This is. Am I right?
I'm going to think about that next time I tell you a secret.
Well,
you can go and reveal
it. Well, here we are a few thousand years later, and we still don't know his name.
That's true. That's true. Well,
you
because see, the angel wasn't.
You
wasn't
see my
important.
Point?
Yeah.
You know what the definition of a secret is? It's you just tell one person at a time.
Oh, that, I thought that was the definition of a prayer request.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, this is not gossip. I just want you to pray.
Right. All right. Let's go to Alabama, where Andrew is on the line. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
You guys had a big football game last week.
Well, he could be an Auburn fan.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Hey, Andrew, ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
One about the billiards.
Oh, okay, good. Here is the question. What color is the three ball in pool?
It is red.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Red.
I didn't know it. I didn't know the answer.
I'm with Ed. You sit there and play all, you know, over and
your
over.
Your whole life.
I think isn't the one ball yellow? And, of course, we all know the eight ball is black.
Right.
But all the rest of them, I couldn't tell you.
One is yellow, two is blue, three is red, four is purple, five is orange, six is
You didn't green, go to class, did you?
Hold on, Andrew, I'm writing something down. Never play Andrew Poole for money. Sorry, go ahead. What were you saying? I'm making a note to myself.
It wouldn't do any good to play me now. I'm blind. So.
Oh, goodness.
Oh wow. Okay.
But you played some, it sounds like, back in the day.
Well, I used to play for fun. So.
Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, do you have a question for us?
I do.
Go ahead.
All right. How many chapters total are in the Bible?
How many chapters?
How many chapters?
I've heard this before.
Well, we have, and it's one of those things I just can't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
I think
clue.
You got us,
You're
Andrew.
You're going to have to tell us.
Tell us.
1,189.
1,189.
Okay. Are you counting them, or are you taking somebody's word for it?
I've counted them before.
Okay. Good for you. Okay. Good for you. All right, Andrew. Yeah. Thanks for listening to AFR. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
I don't know. Do we have time for another one? What, do you got a minute? I got.
My daughter Maddie just texted, mums are popular during Thanksgiving, and it's what my wife Melanie, she puts them up on the porch with those pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
So you know those bright yellow and bright orange. So, so that's where the chrysanthemums.
Okay.
Always so pretty around Thanksgiving time.
Mm-hmm. I think we just need to go with answering our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
I'm surprised nobody
wow,
said that.
Wow, we
the
just
whole
got
day.
That in.
It's an unusual show
there
today.
For.
Yeah, like our equilibrium's off.
Yeah.
Things of that nature.
Because of that one planet that spins so fast. So,
that's what I'm talking about.
Knocked us off our,
you
off
got
our
one,
orbit.
You got one planet spinning so much faster than the others.
What do you got?
All right. What city in New Jersey was made famous as the hometown of Frank Sinatra? You had it,
Hoboken.
JJ? Hoboken, New Jersey.
Let's see. All of mine are answered. What about you, Tim?
Who did Paul send into the Corinthians? Timotheus.
Oh, okay. Timothy. I didn't know the answer to it.
Timothy. Yeah, good.
Where I get my name from. Which of the disciples was a tax collector?
Matthew.
The tax collector.
A madman.
All right. Thank you, folks, for playing trivia with us. And listen, you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net. We want you to have a wonderful weekend, and we shall see you back here on Monday. Take care.